Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. I'm going to bring to you a variety of underground independent artists, not only from the Pacific Northwest, where I am located in Seattle, Washington, but from across the United States and even around the globe. This is where you can also feel free to call in and promote yourself and what you do. If you've got some thoughts that you'd love to share, you know, please do so. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. Otherwise, just sit back, relax, as I bring you the flavors of a variety of independent artists from around the globe. I'm going to play tonight a track by an artist out of the Detroit, Michigan area, and this is Kat Orlando with her piece, Something About You.
The way I want to feel, got me dreaming. Yes, I feel it's real, got me feeling. I'm like a little girl, and boy, you don't have to stop when you hold me. It's like a fairy tale when you rock me. The wind blows in my sail, and you know, boy, that you never fail to bring out the woman in me. There's something about you that makes me smile. There's something about you, I'm like a child. There's something about you, I'm sure that I'll come straight home to you. There's something about you that makes me smile. There's something about you, I'm like a child. There's something about you, I'm sure that I'll come straight home to you. When you're with me, and we're on the town, then we come home, and you lay me down, you do more than make my world go round. You answer all my dreams, got a light that shows in your eyes, and you got me. Then you see me as your only prize. I'm here for only you. There's something about you that makes me smile. There's something about you, I'm like a child. There's something about you, I'm sure that I'll come straight home to you. There's something about you that makes me smile. There's something about you, like a child. There's something about you, I'm sure that I'll come straight home to you. Something about you got me going strong. Loving you, I can't go wrong, boy. You got me flying. Something about you got it going on. With you, that's where I belong. You got me, you got me.
All right, that was Kat Orlando with her piece, Something About You. And Kat Orlando's out of the Detroit, Michigan area. And she and her husband, Larry, are performing all over the place and have performed with some great, great talents out there. And actually, you know, beyond the Michigan area. So check Kat Orlando out. Now I want to play a piece by a young lady that I just had on my show this past week on the All Media Artists features. She was absolutely amazing. I have to say that during her feature and even afterwards, I received so many messages, texts, and phone calls in regards to how wonderful they thought her sound was, but they absolutely loved what it is that she had to share. And this is Janice B. with her piece, Love Will Find You.
Find you.
that was Janice B. with her piece, Love Will Find You. And Janice comes to us from the East Coast, the Baltimore, Maryland area. Now I'm going to bring you out here to the Pacific Northwest, matter of fact, Seattle, Washington, and play a piece by somebody I adopted, and I call him Brady B. Boy. This is Delton Sun with his piece, Given Up.
So you're giving up, and you're so confused, you're discouraged, don't know what to do. And you're mad, in trouble it seems so long. I've seen it all, so you're walking out, 'cause you're so confused, and it's hurting, and the skies are blue. Trouble that seems so long. I've seen it all.
All of it.
What was that?
All of it.
Man, who the hell are you?
All of it.
An angel?
All of it.
Well, tell me what to do.
All of it.
Go away.
All of it.
Man, who are you trying to fool? An angel,
all of it.
Tell me what to do. Running full speed from the Dolphin helicopter.
All of it.
What was that?
All of it.
Man, who the hell are you?
All of it.
An angel?
All of it.
Well, I must be one too.
All of it.
Go away.
All of it.
Man, who the hell are you?
Young man out of the Seattle, Washington area that goes by the name of Delton Sun, and that was his piece, Given Up. If you want to find out more about Delton, you can definitely go over to flavanews.com, hit clients, and then hit on the tab that says Delton Sun. You can find out about him, about his you know, a little bit about his story, but you know what, through his music and through his visual art, it says a lot about who he is and what he wants to share with anybody that's willing to experience him. I would highly recommend his new CD, which is called Middle Child, and you can find out more information where you can purchase that CD on flavanews.com. So that was Delton Sun. Now I want to play a piece by another artist or a group that comes out of the Pacific Northwest. There is a big buzz about them, not only here in the Pacific Northwest, but across the United States and around the globe. They are being written up. Their music is being heard from coast to coast and over in Europe. And I just really, really would encourage you to check them out. They go by the name of Black Stax, which makes up the sounds of Felicia Loud, Jace, and Silas Black. And this is the piece that is out right now, which is Felicia Loud's debut video, and it's called I Love My Life by Black Stax. Felicia Loud from the group known as Black Stax out of the Seattle, Washington area with her debut song, which has now come out in video, I Love My Life. If you want to hear about the historians of the Seattle area, of hip-hop, of the soul sound, you really need to check out Black Stax. You can check out Jace and Black, also known as Silent Lamb Project. Google them. Check them out on YouTube. Find out about the historians of the hip-hop community out here in Seattle, Washington. Check out Felicia Loud. You can also find her under Felicia Loud and the Soul, and check out Black Stax. You definitely have to see the video, I Love My Life. This is being played around the world. Black Stax, pay attention. Now let me jump into another track. Let's scroll down the list. Who else do I want to bring to you? Today. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and play another track by another Pacific Northwest artist. He has recently moved to Tampa, Florida, and trying to do his thing out there. And this is LaRue with his piece, Rise Up.
Accept no one's definition of your life. Define yourself. The pain passes, but the beauty remains. Nothing in life is to be feared. It is only to be understood. Now is the time to understand more, so we can fear less. A small body of determined spirits, fired by an unquenchable faith in their mission, can alter the course of history. This is for the ones that call me inferior. Said I'd never ever be a part of the interior. Status in the lower class under a superior. Today we on a new path to cause them hysteria. No more imprisonment, we demand justice. Sworn in the leadership, we demand substance. Out with corruption, in with the musket. Either you join in or we cause disruption. Pounce on reflex, bounce out rejects. Look them square in the eyes, you'll never see me sweat. Cause I'm a man first. When I ball up, it's a swing it, then these hands hurt. I can be what I wanna be, see what I wanna see. Stand on my own too and seize what's in front of me. For now you kept my eyes shut, but from here on out, all my people rise up. Rise up. When they told me I would never be nothing. Rise up. When they look at me and only see color. Rise up. For the struggle is all the single mothers. Rise up. We all need to rise up. All my people rise up. When they told me that I wasn't gonna make. Rise up. All the caskets that our soldiers laid. Rise up. This time we unify and cause them all mayhem. Rise up. We all need to rise up. All my people rise up. Black people, white people, Native American, Indian, Spanish, Asian with heritage, Egyptian, Samoan, Jamaican, Caribbean, Middle East citizens, we all the same period. Born in society, spread by variety, structured to be poor and live our life quietly. I ain't with the riffraff, it don't matter where you from. Put your mind to it, you can be the next Donald Trump, be the next Bill Gates, build the next great wall. Rise like a pyramid, at this rate we can't fall. Bone crush the media, BS they feeding us, watching us with cameras. Cops mistreating us, college don't teach enough. Put you on that white line and have you paying loans off your whole entire lifetime. I think it's time we fight back, all together at once, how you like that? Rise up, when they told me I would never be nothing. Rise up, when they look at me and only see color. Rise up, for the struggle is all the single mothers. Rise up, we all need to rise up, all my people rise up. When they told me that I wasn't gonna make. Rise up, all the caskets that our soldiers break. Rise up, this time we unify and cause them all pain. Rise up, we all need to rise up, all my people rise up. And each of us are places we have never gone. Only by pressing the limits do you ever find them. It only takes one person to change your life, and that's you. The important thing is this: to be willing at any moment to sacrifice what we are for what we can become. Rise up, when they told me I would never be nothing. Rise up, when they look at me and only see color. Rise up, for the struggle is all the single mothers. Rise up, we all need to rise up, all my people rise up. When they told me that I wasn't gonna make. Rise up, all the caskets that our soldiers break. Rise up, this time we unify and cause them all pain. Rise up, we all need to rise up, all my people rise up. Alabama, rise up. Louisiana, rise up.
All right, that was LaRue with his piece, Rise Up. He was working on the video for Rise Up right before he left for Tampa. I cannot wait to see that video. LaRue, if you are listening, your family out here in the Pacific Northwest sends you off with much love and respect and best wishes for all the success as you build your career out there in Florida. So I want to play a piece by another artist that you can find out of the Florida area, and this is Monica Monet with her piece called, let's see, My Life.
Monica Monet.
Monica Monet with her piece, My Life. I want to play a piece by a dear, dear friend of mine, an online friend for many, many years. And he is a gospel recording artist out of the Atlanta, Washington, D.C. areas. He is also an ordained minister, and thank God he just returned from touring in Japan before the tsunami hit. And this is G. Wright with his piece, Just Pray.
People are hurting, people are searching, without hope in sight. When you are our guiding light, you've taught us just how to pray. And Father, we need you this day. We fall on our knees to say a prayer. It changes things.
Just pray
for our name.
Just pray
for salvation.
Just pray
for deliverance.
Just pray,
oh, oh. Just pray for our sister.
Just pray
for our brother.
Just pray.
We need to pray. Just pray.
Please pray.
Please pray. If we focus on you, there's nothing we can undo. We can make a change. It starts with me. It starts with you. Yeah.
Just pray. I want to give a shout out and send up my prayers to all affected by the tsunami in Japan. My nephew luckily came online yesterday in Japan and let everybody know that he was okay. We still have not heard from some of our family in Japan. And so I just pray, you know, that we will hear from them very, very soon and that everything is okay. And my heart and thoughts just stay right there with them. Anybody that is affected by tragedy, it is a hard thing. Natural disasters, that is just something else, you know. So just keep, you know, those in prayer. And then just remember to let those in your life know that you love them, you know, because the reality is tomorrow is not promised. Now I want to take you over to Switzerland. I want to play a piece by a dear, dear friend of mine and somebody that I am working with, you know, out of the U.S. And this is Chameleon with his piece, Don't Let Go.
You know I'm fighting by your side. Always believe it first and foremost on my mind. Don't let go of our love, let's hold on tight. It's only what's right, this I will testify day and night. You're still mine, so shine light, shine. Come back to me, which I know. But don't let go. Come back to me, I'm sure. I won't let go. Come back to me, Shiloh. But don't let go. Come back to me, I'm sure. I won't let go. This is the struggle that we share. Impossible for me to ever tell you that I don't care. So all of my people, put your hands up in the air. Never leave you nor forsake you. If you ever need me, I'll be there. And tell the world to beware. Come back to me, wish I know. But don't let go. Come back to me and I'll show. I won't let go. Come back to me, Shiloh. But don't let go. Come back to me and I'll show. I won't let go.
Know that you're alive, it makes me whole. Cause everybody has to play their role. Let my love unfold, shelter from the cold. But the earth has never been stolen. In the days of old, the ancient times.
Bring it back and watch the spirit fly.
I need you now to hear my cry.
You're a legend who can never die, right by my side. Right by my side. Right by my side. Oh. Right by my side.
We were just listening to the sounds of Chameleon coming to us all the way from Switzerland with his piece, Don't Let Go. I'm going to keep you over on that side of the country and play a piece by an artist out of London. And this is Sophia May with her new piece, Take Me There.
Thank you.
That was Miss Sophia May with her new piece called Take Me There. If you Google her or if you go onto YouTube, you can actually see a very, very cute video that she's created to that particular piece. Really encourage you to find out more about this artist and, you know, actually all the artists that you hear me play on any of the Flava News radio shows. It's all about supporting the underground independent artists. If you are an artist that I support, if you are digging what it is that I'm doing, consider becoming a sponsor of Flava News Radio and Flava News to continue, you know, allowing us to keep this show on the air and being able to support you as an independent underground artist and continuing to play your sound, not only here out of the Pacific Northwest, but across the United States and around the globe. I'm so very, very blessed to have a very good following from around the world. Kind of surprised me when I realized what was going on, but I am very, very grateful to those that support who I am and what it is that I'm trying to accomplish through Flava News and Flava News Radio. I'm going to continue playing some tracks from, you know, more independent artists. But you, if you are an artist or even if you're a fan and you have something you'd like to share, please feel free to call in. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. Let me give a shout-out before I get into playing more tracks to Speakeasy Unplugged, who is playing tonight here in the Pacific Northwest out of the Bellevue Hyatt Hotel at the Twisted Cork. They are an amazing band, and my girl LaTanya is the lead vocalist. I'm going to try to get over there after the show, but if not, I just want to send good vibes. I know it's going to be a great show, and if you are in the Pacific Northwest, this is a band that you really, really need to get to know and pay attention to. They've got some great sounds. When I went to see them perform a month ago, they had the place packed, and people were dancing, and it was an amazing crowd, so pay attention to Speakeasy Unplugged. Now I want to play a piece by my dear friend Stephen Ferguson, coming to us out of Kansas with his piece, Walk the Walk. That was the sounds of Stephen Jerome Ferguson with his piece, Walk the Walk. If you like that particular piece, you can find out more about him on Reverb Nation. You can also find him over at the All Media Artist site. And that particular piece is off of his new CD, which has only been out, two, 3 weeks, which is called We Are One. So, again, that was Stephen Jerome Ferguson. Let me scroll down. As I'm scrolling down and deciding who I want to bring to you next, tomorrow I'm going to be doing a show, which I do every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, which is called The Flavor of Jazz. I have such a great variety of independent jazz artists that have sent me tracks. I would love more tracks from jazz artists, not only here in the Pacific Northwest, but anywhere in the world. I'm really, really committed to this particular show. I love it. I actually woke up this morning and listened to the archives of one of my shows. It was a great way to start my Saturday morning. And so if you love jazz, tune into that show. I am going to start scheduling an evening show, too, and do it twice a week. So one in the morning on Sundays. And I haven't quite decided which night I want to do the Flavor of Jazz, but I will definitely be posting about that. Also, every Wednesday, I do an all-media artist feature show, which, features the second hour and artists from that particular website. The first hour, I play a variety of tracks from the all-media artists that you can find on that site. And this coming Wednesday is going to be Baron Parker. I cannot wait to have him on the show, talk about, his story and be able to share from his new CD that he has coming out, or actually is out right now. And then, every Saturday I do the Flavor Coffee House online radio style. That's my way of being able to keep my baby alive, and be able to share with you, a variety of independent artists, but also open up the phone lines if you're wanting to promote yourself, definitely come on and let us know who you are and what you're doing. And that's every Saturday at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I do an artist roundtable. This is an open forum that I do weekly, one in the morning and one in the evening. And I have switched days from Mondays to now doing it on Thursdays. And this is an open forum for artists to call in and chop it up with each other, share ideas, share frustrations, share your dreams and goals. This particular show has also been picked up by Rutting's Radio out of the UK, so I'm really excited to be able to have that particular show shared in another country. I also do a Be More Pacific show, which is a show that is created from Flavor News Radio out of Seattle, Washington, and also Soul City Radio out of Baltimore, Maryland, where I am bringing you some of the best of the Pacific Northwest artists that is also being heard out of Baltimore, Maryland. So I've got a variety of shows that I've got going on, some exciting things coming up here in the very near future that I will keep you up on, but I'm starting to ramble, aren't I? So you know what? Let me just scroll down this list and see who else I can bring you that happens to be an independent artist. You know what? I'm going to play a piece by Brian Christopher, and this is going to be I Wonder. I never know.
she's doing well. Even got a family. Never thought that it was her thing. Said she's so in love, I cannot help myself. Thinking how that could have been me. Still I'm glad she's doing well. And wish her many more years of happiness.
Christopher coming to us from the D.C. area with his piece, I Wonder. Now I want to take you down to New Mexico and play a piece by David Wheeler. I had him on as a feature about two Wednesdays ago on the All Media Artists. I really suggest that you go check out the archives of that particular show. I loved his sound. I love his passion for his music and his creativeness. And I just really love his concept and understanding of what it is that he does with music. And this is David Wheeler with his piece, Drink.
Cosmic.
That was David Wheeler with his piece, Drink. And David is coming to us out of the New Mexico area. He is working on a CD, and all the musicians on the CD are live musicians. So it's taking a little longer than maybe most CDs these days, but, you know, there's a lot of workmanship going into what it is that he is creating and producing, and I'm so very excited for him. He thinks that the CD will be available this summer or early fall, so I cannot wait to be able to share that with you, the listeners of Flava News Radio. Now I want to play a piece by a dear friend of mine. I'm proud to be a part of his team. He's always got a story when it comes to the pieces that he creates. And I talked to him today, and I told him, you know what, you need to step on the leopard carpet with me. You've got too much to tell people, you know, and update what's going on with you. And this is John D. Green, Sr., with his piece, Open Your Mouth.
Tell me why you cry. Is there something I'm not doing right? Woman, I can't read your mind. So come on, baby, tell me now so we can fix it while there's time.
Oh, you gotta do.
Say what's been troubling you to me.
And you will see.
For you, I will right my wrongs for you. Anything. But first, you gotta
open your mouth.
Tell me what is wrong. Just let the truth come out. But first, you gotta
open your mouth.
Say what's on your mind. Cause that's what it's all about. Open up your mind.
You don't tell me what's wrong, I can't make it right. Still no words. Chris, where we at?
Is there something that I do? Something that does not sit well with you? Is there something I can change your will? To prove my love to you and to show you that I'm real.
Oh, you gotta do.
Say what is troubling you to me.
And you will see.
For you, I will right my wrongs for you. Anything. But first, you gotta
open your mind.
Tell me what is wrong. Just let the truth come out. Because you gotta
open your mouth.
Say what's on your mind. Cause that's what it's all about. Open up your mind.
Open your mouth.
And talk.
John D. Green, Sr. with Open Your Mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, this is John D. Green, Sr., and you're listening to Flavor News Radio. Flavor News has supported independent and underground artists of all genres since its creation in 2007. But now, Flavor News needs your help. A financial contribution of any size can go a long way in allowing Flavor News to continue to support indie and underground artists. To find out how you can do more, please go to www.flavornews.com. Thank you.
Thank my dear friend John D. Green Sr. for creating that PDA for me. He believes in who I am and what I do, along with so many other amazing underground independent artists. And I am asking that you step up and help support Flavor News Radio to stay on the air in 2011. This isn't about me, you know, just having some airtime and just, you know, rambling. This is about you, the underground independent artists, and being able to give you this forum to be able to be heard outside of your particular area, to those in the Pacific Northwest where I'm at, to those listeners around the United States and even around the globe. I have a very, very large listenership. And now Blog Talk Radio is requiring us to have paid subscriptions to continue being on the air. So consider, you know, becoming a sponsor. I've even asked for as little as $1, you know, per person, $1 per artist that I support, $1 per fan. If you believe in what we're doing here at Flavor News Radio, head over to paypal.com and give a donation of any size. It really, really can make a difference in what we're trying to do in supporting the underground independent artists. So it looks like we've got a caller. I'm so excited. Somebody to talk to. Let me bring them in. Mr. DeLon, how are you, my friend?
Hello. What's going on, Lady Flavor?
I'm just hanging out here on the radio show, getting, you know, harassed, you know, by Jace from Black Stacks, by Tex, you know, and Stephen Ferguson laughing at me, and I'm like, okay, when is DeLon going to call in? Somebody needs to call in. Don't be harassing me in the chat room or by text message. It's like, come on, join me. You know, let's have a conversation. It is pouring down rain out here in Seattle. You know, I thought maybe we might get hit by some form of storm yesterday, since they said, you know, we were going to get some of the after effects of the tsunami, you know, in Washington State, but it all stayed out on the coastline. So, but today we got some rain going on. So what's going on with you, DeLon?
Oh, nothing. Just came home from celebrating my daughter's 10th birthday. Her birthday was actually Wednesday, but we celebrated it today.
Right.
Since school was out, you know, so.
Okay. All right. Well, happy birthday. That's exciting. And did you sing happy birthday to her?
Yes, I did. Wednesday,
okay.
Actually, all of us, the whole family, you know, did the quick, you know, 1, 2, 3 there.
So was that in the DeLon artist voice, or was it in the DeLon
dad voice? No, you know, just,
dad
you know,
voice.
Just the dad voice. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't need to impress my daughter.
No, she already knows you can sing.
Yeah, she knows. She's well aware.
That's funny. You know, just out of curiosity, since you're on the phone, you know, being a parent and being somebody who is gifted as far as, like, singing, you know, as your children were coming up, did you, like, sing to them?
My children? Actually, no.
No.
You know, they heard me sing around the house, you know, if I was
right.
practicing or something, but
right.
not, you know, directly to them like that, you know. You know, especially depending on what age they were, they sometimes be like, oh, geez, you know. It was like,
right.
you know, kind of that, you know, oh, my God, what's my father doing? That's embarrassing, you know, type of thing. You know.
I was just curious.
The only time they would,
you
know, Right. Mm-hmm. The only time they was like impressed recently was, you know, with the video. You know, it was like that was
okay.
That was something that that my kids was like, wow. You know, like, you know, but otherwise, you know, me singing around them is, you know, they'll give the, you know, they'll say, hey, you sound good, you know. Now, my youngest son, he's 12. He recently turned 12, and he's trying to follow in my footsteps a little bit. He sings a lot, actually. Every day he's singing a little something. You know, he listens to the stuff that I listen to. So it's funny, like when he's around adults and if certain things are played and he knows it, they're like, how does this little kid know this old school stuff, you know? And that's probably because I just there's certain things I just don't play in my house, you know.
Sure.
Just, that's, you know, I'm not going to get too deep into that. Just all I say is he was the inspiration for me to definitely, you know, be more aware of what I play around the house, you know, because I don't want to get into artist names, but there was a song that was a big hit that was out on the radio, and you know, he'd like to dance to it and all that, and what we heard was the radio version. But then I remember my wife coming home and with the lyrics or telling me what the song was really about, and once we saw that was, you know, that it was a rap. You know, I just went old school with it. I was like, that song's forbidden in my house.
Right.
Literally.
Right.
We haven't heard it since. So I was like, oh, I gotta, you know, change the format a little bit. So.
Right. I totally can respect that. I was having a conversation earlier today with somebody, you know, and telling them last night I actually, you know, played I Love My Life video for Kimora, you know, and Kimora's only 3 years old. And, you know, and it was funny because she did catch my face in the video, and she goes, Nana. And so, you know, I don't know how many times I had to play that video and stop where Nana's face was.
Right.
Because, you know, if you blink, you miss me. But, you know, but it was honestly nice, you know, to be able to play that, you know, for my granddaughter. And, you know, the first time Sean, who is now 8, you know, heard that video, you know, he was going around singing I Love My Life. You know, he walked into my place the following day singing I Love My Life and singing it in the car. So, you know, it was wonderful for me to be able to share music with my grandchildren that I didn't have to worry about, you know, what was going to be in it.
Yeah.
And
by the
so,
way, my son started singing that today when he listened to it. It's like he almost knows the song already.
I will have to tell Jace that.
So he got
wonderful.
He got a fan in my son. So, you know.
Okay. I'll have to tell Jace. Yeah, that's, you know, that means a lot to me, and I think that's where my struggle is, you know, when it comes to hip-hop. And I had a really great conversation, honestly, on the Artist Roundtable with John D. Green Sr. and Josh Man Rock around that particular subject. And Josh made a good point, which, you know, has really made me think about it. And I think I really have to agree with him. He said, you know, the shock value of, you know, the curse words isn't there like it used to be. And so it's almost kind of part of the norm. And that, you know, the artists don't necessarily get the fact that that is something that's not really a good thing to do. That it's lost. What do you call it? It's almost like you've become desensitized to the fact that it's actually bad.
Right.
And I was talking about the fact that when I was a child, saying stupid and retarded and spastic was a bad thing. My mom would wash our mouths out with soap with that, you know. So, you know, it's like, you know, words like that, that was even more taboo than, you know, than those type of words when I was coming up.
But, see, for me, you know, since I grew up on hip-hop and I've seen it, mm-hmm. from its beginning stages up till now, mm-hmm. if you're swearing, I mean, not just in rap, but any genre of music, but if you're doing stuff just to be doing it, and it has no contextual value beyond that you can't expand your vocabulary, then I can't fill you with that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If you're talking about something, a subject or a vibe you're on that may require that to quote unquote keep it real, then
yeah,
that's one thing. But if you're just doing it
right,
because, you know, you're just saying stuff because you're trying to make a hit record, that's, you know.
Right. No, and I see what you're saying, and I do agree. Like, if you use a word and it helps emphasize the point that you're making in your piece, you know, I totally get it if there's a relevance to the usage. But if it is, like you said, just used as a gimmick or used as a filler word and you don't have any creativity to come up with something else, then I do have issues with it. I'm really kind of excited, DeLon, because I'm going to schedule a hip-hop forum for many, many reasons, because I really want to get the perspective of a variety of people who are either in the hip-hop industry from around the United States to, hip-hop artists. And I'm putting it out there to artists that are willing to send me tracks to have it critiqued by these people. And so, I'm kind of excited about that, just to see, you know, because I think that one of the problems with me when it comes to that genre is I may just not know how to listen to it. You know what I mean? Something that's new to me, and I clearly have a style that I know that I'm drawn to when it comes to that particular genre. But I really want to hear the perspective of other people to see why they think a certain way about a piece, just to hear what they have to share.
See, with hip-hop, I'm going to tell you, it's a little, maybe for someone as yourself, it may be a little complicated. I mean, I could definitely tell just by your vibe and all that you would get into, let's say, like, people like the Native Tongues, like, you know, Latifah or Tribe Called Quest or KRS, artists like that. I could tell that you would probably get into that more as opposed to, NWAs or artists that are a little more street, you know what I mean? Even though the essence of hip-hop came from the streets, you know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, it's just, you know, it just depends on where you're from, you know, what kind of vibe you're feeling, you know, where you're at, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for me, when I was coming up, you know, all hip-hop was good to me. I didn't care, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I listened to some raw stuff, trust me. You know what I'm saying? And I had no problem with it. But also, I was, you know, a teenager coming up or in my early 20s, you know, when I didn't have any responsibilities beyond myself, you know, I wasn't thinking about the effect it would, you know, lyrics or anything like that would have on kids. If anything, the more dangerous it sounded, I was like, you know, that's the stuff I want to hear, you know what I mean?
Okay.
You know, that's how it was for me back then. But now, as, you know, a 43-year-old man, you know, who's a parent and all that other stuff, you know, my musical taste and thoughts on things are quite different now. You know, like I said, there's just some things in my house I just, it's forbidden. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just too excessive and some, you know, vulgarities and things like that. You know, that's where I'm coming from, you know, because I got to think about that, you know.
Right. Well, I'm almost kind of hoping in a sense that, you know, some artists will share on this particular forum that may even go in the direction of the vulgarity, just because I just would like to hear, you know, their thoughts around why they create the way that they create. You know, if nothing else, I mean, it probably would not ever be music I would ever share again after that particular show, just depending on, you know, the direction it really goes. You know, but I would like to just kind of you know, be open-minded to understand and hear the story.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
That would be a good thing, because if you condemn a right straight out of hand, then you're not going to get anywhere with some of your listenership that may be like, well, hey, what I feel I'm doing isn't wrong. You know what I mean? You have to understand, for some people, they're, you know, I know it sounds cliche, you know, when people hear it, but they really are talking about their life or the stuff that they've been around or they experience. You know, they're not, you know, so a lot of these cats, they're not from, you know, the suburbs or, you know, from Wall Street, you know what I'm saying? Or maybe their education level is a little different. So they're not going to be talking about, you know, all the goody two-shoe stuff. You know, they're going to be quite raw about what they're talking about. So I think that when you're doing your thing, you may not be comfortable personally with what you hear, but you got to accept that this is what a lot of, you know, these cats, you know, are talking about their experience or how they view the world. The way they view the world is going to be drastically different than you, possibly. You know what I mean?
Right, and I have a nephew that's here in Seattle, and, you know, he is a rapper, and, you know, his stuff that he creates is very, very harsh, you know, but I will have to say, you know, unfortunately, with, you know, the experiences of his life from a very young age, it wasn't pretty, you know, and he's got a lot of anger in him when it comes to his father and different things, and so when he creates, you know, it is pretty raw. You know, it's not something that I would actually play on my show, you know, but because I know his story, I understand where it's coming from. So I feel what it is that you're saying, and I do understand the fact that when it comes to art, no matter what type of art form it is, it is a personal, you know, form of self-expression, and I totally respect that. So that's why I kind of wanted to do this forum, you know, on hip-hop to just open up a dialogue to understand the story, you know, behind the creation. Just, and not that I want to hear personal stories, you know, necessarily, you know, unless somebody wants to share it, but just kind of get a concept as to, you know, where they're coming from and, you know, do they think through who their target audience is, you know, with their pieces and this and that, you know, because I'll be honest, I've heard some really raw stuff, you know, from KRS-One that I don't like, you know, and everybody, when I first started wanting to learn about hip-hop, they're like, you know, Flava, you know, check out Professor Griff, you know, KRS-One, African Bambaataa, you know, and all this and that, and I was like, okay, you know, and when I did a little bit further research into KRS-One, I was like, oh my God, really? You know, like, really? You know, so I think it is, you know, something very personal when it comes to certain people. And I think that there is a lane, you know, for all art forms in a sense, you know, that there is a listenership, that there is somebody who's going to respect, you know, what's being created. And all of that. And so it doesn't necessarily mean that I have to like it, but it also doesn't necessarily mean that I have to play it either. You know, and I mean, consider myself somebody who tries to be open-minded when it comes to, you know, any art form, you know, and you know, realizing it is creativity, it is personal, and, you know, it doesn't mean that, you know, I have to like it, so that's why I started putting it out there, like, just because I won't play it on my show doesn't mean that somebody else won't play it, and doesn't mean that I'm hating on you, you know?
Right.
It just means that it's not something that I can play on my show because of what standards that I have set in, you know, and what I'm doing, because...
And plus for your audience, you know what I mean? But, I mean, I'm going to tell you, when you, on your forum, I'm willing to bet to a person where all of them, no matter what lane they're in hip hop. What doesn't get respected is if you're faking it. You know, if you're talking about, you know, I've robbed 20 people and shot 20 people, and, you know, I've done this and that. I've sold coke, and, you know, you know, like you, like, you know, you an OG and you haven't lived that, well, yeah, that's where your problems come in. You know what I'm saying? Because then it's like, okay, because see in hip hop people will check your resume. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, wait a minute, he's talking all this, you know, they're gonna start researching. Like, wait a minute, you know, where's this cat saying, oh, he's from, you know, this ward, or he's from this street or area, or he's down with these people. They're gonna find that out. You're gonna get found out. So you know, that's the stuff that doesn't get respected. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, that's why you gotta be that's why in hip hop you gotta be careful. Just, you know, like I said, it sounds cliche about keep it real, but when you're in hip hop, you better. You know, you get respected more. Like Will Smith, for instance, it is a great example. You know, there's no cussing in his stuff. His stuff was pretty party-like, or, you know, when he was doing it, you know, parents just don't understand. I personally didn't like the song, but, you know, hey, you know, a lot of people did. But you're not going to hear, if Will Smith started suddenly talking about, you know, gangster this, gangster that, you know, people are going to be like, hold on, man, we know your story. That's not who you are. And you're going to get called out on it. We don't care how big you are. We don't care how much money you got. You're getting called out on it. Like, for instance, like Hammer, that's a great another example. You know, he started, you know, I can't speak for his resume, but if you're, you know, in shiny suits and dancing all over the place, and then, you know, to try to stay up with the audiences because everything is starting to veer toward more street, you know, and he came out with some stuff where, his dress was more street, you know, rocking the boots, the Timbs, you know, Scullies and all that, you know. Even if he was legitimately like that from where he was from, the masses didn't believe it. And that's why that era for him didn't really pan out the way he had hoped. Not to say he was faking it, but to a lot of people, it was like, what's this? You know, wasn't you just, you know, the superstar with, you know, dancing all over the place, and now, you know, you're coming a little more rough. We know why you're doing it. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. And, you know, again, I have all respect in the world for that dude. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I think he got a raw deal from, you know, a lot of people because, you know, he had supported, I mean, he fed a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, because he was looking out. And unfortunately, he got backlash for some of that, you know what I mean? And I just don't think that he should have been disrespected like that. But, you know, just to sum it up, is that you got to, you know, if you're in the rap game, you know, keep it who you are, you know what I mean?
Right.
And I'm sure in your forum you're going to hear that from somebody. I'm sure somebody's going to say, be who you are. You know what I'm saying? If you're from the suburbs and, you know, if you want to talk about education and school, and you'll get respected at the end of the day. At least we know that's who you are, who you represent.
Right.
But if you, like, you're some cat that's never, you know, even, you know, witness any street life or anything, and then you start coming out on your records talking about, you know, I'm carrying nines, and, you know, I got all these girls around me, blah blah blah, and, you know, I'm big dog. Trust me, your resume is going to get checked on that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Interesting point, but I have heard that before in a sense. You know, where people have talked about, you know, an artist, you know, trying to come across hard, who lived a pretty cush life, you know, and singing about something that they've never experienced. It's just like there are authors that I have read as a book reviewer, you know, who are college educated and lived a very, you know, good life, you know, if their resume and their bio, you know, is factual, and then they write about, you know, urban, they're an urban lit writer talking about, you know, gangsters and, you know, shoot 'em ups and, you know, prostitutes and this, that, and the other. And so, it, you know, it's interesting, you know, how people will kind of perpetrate in a sense, you know, on what it is that they're, you know, writing from a supposed, you know, personal standpoint. We do have another caller on the line, so let me bring them in right quick. Delon.
Okay.
All right. Kevin from Speakeasy Unplug. How are you, my friend?
Good. How are you doing?
What's going on?
What are you, how are you kids doing tonight?
Well, you know, we're having a serious conversation on hip-hop, so we could switch it over to Delon and Kevin. So you got your big event tonight. You all set?
Yeah, I just wanted to stop in and, pay my support. I really appreciate the support you put behind the band. So, just want to stop in and say hi. Delon, how you doing, man?
Oh, my man, what's going on? We got to finish that, man.
Yeah. I think we're going to have to break it down and start all over, but let's do it that way.
Yeah, I'm good with it, man. You're the producer, so we got to just...
Well, I don't know, but I give it a shot, but anyway. But I was listening to the conversation. I'm sorry. Huh?
Oh, tell everybody about tonight.
Speakeasy is Unplugged. We're playing at the Twisted Cork. It's the Bellevue Hyatt, downtown Bellevue, 900 Bellevue Way. It's on Northeast State and Ninth, directly off the Northeast State exit. Head west, and you can't miss it. So anyway, this is our first show there. So we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Okay. So what's the cover to get in?
I'm not sure. It's my belief. I don't think there's a cover.
Really?
But, I feel really stupid because I just don't really even know.
okay.
I really should. So that's my fault.
Kevin's
paying
for all the drinks.
I am not prepared.
Okay, so if you are listening and you plan to go over to the Twisted Cork at the Bellevue Hyatt to hear the Speakeasy Unplugged tonight, there's a possibility that is free, but you know what? Have at least $10 in your pocket. You know, to get in just in case, you know. Otherwise, if it is free when you get in, please, you know, buy some drinks or something. You know, it is a wine bar, you know, so buy a glass of wine, you know, or whatever and come out and enjoy Speakeasy Unplugged, you know. It's a world-class wine bar, he says. Okay, so now my next question is, Kevin,
yes.
Where is there parking around there? Do you have to park?
There is actually free parking. See, I do know this. Thank you for giving me a question I'm prepared for. there is free parking in the building for patrons who attend there. So there is free parking. And also, hey, I got another little bit of information. There is half price on their, I think their appetizer menu or something like that on their food or something like that. So there's a food special. There's a food special going on tonight. Next time I'm just going to bring notes.
Okay, so everybody listening, that you know, I am really stressing that if you are in the Seattle, you know, area, Bellevue area, Renton area, and I really think that Speakeasy Unplugged is an amazing band that you should support. The next event that they have going on, Lady Flava herself will make sure that they have all the details so that we can share that with you. But, you know, again, I really suggest that you come out tonight. I'm going to try to make it over there my own self. But I really suggest that you come out tonight. Possibly it's free at the door. Possibly it's not. Be prepared to pay at least $10 to get in the door. If by chance the last event that I went to for Speakeasy Unplugged was $6, you know, And they've got a deal on hors d'oeuvres tonight, possibly, it sounds like. And if nothing else, Kevin knows that you can park free there in their garage. You know, so, hey, you don't have to pay for parking if you go see them at the Bellevue Hyatt.
Yeah, if all else fails, I do know that there's free parking. I really can't, I can't commit to anything other than that.
Okay, I'm going to talk about you real bad.
I know you are, and that's why I feel so bad. This will never happen to me again.
Hey, Kevin, just make sure you know, at the end of your...
Have mercy on me, man. Are you about to tear me up?
No, I'm just going to say, make sure you don't do like that commercial and shout out another city. Thank you, Chicago.
No.
Good night.
No.
Okay, so
although this will be our first gig on the East Side.
And see, he blew it. He didn't have all the information on their first gig at the... on the East Side, so, you know, that's okay. We still
Oh, for crying out loud.
Just I know, huh?
Send them to the website. It's all there. This is way too much pressure.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you, though. Thank you.
So
I appreciate the support, though.
We have another caller. We have another caller that may want to give you a hard time, so don't hang up yet. I know you need to probably run and get prepared. But,
okay.
Stephen Ferguson, your line is open.
Oh, okay.
Steve. What's up, guys?
How you doing there, man?
Hey, I'm doing all right, bud. How you guys doing?
Well, you know,
I am not going to give you a hard
time. Just hanging out.
Because I've been there. I know there's other things you got to worry about besides the price of hors d'oeuvres and all that kind of stuff like that, okay?
Hey, man, I'm just a guitar player, man.
Yeah, I'm here, man. What's going on, guys? She's just giving you a hard time.
I know. See, and, you know, rightfully so. Because I should have all this stuff, but you know. Sorry,
yeah,
I tripped up.
Call into the show and wait, raise your hand.
Man, this is a tough room.
I'm telling you.
You guys are killing me.
Hey,
okay, so anyway, but I do have to run.
Yeah,
and
okay.
I just wanted to call and say hi to y'all and appreciate the support, ladies. Yeah, and I want to hook up with both of you guys.
And
put something together.
All right.
Okay.
From scratch.
And I'm going to take singing lessons because I want in on it too.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Well, okay then.
You're invited.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to dream on that one.
But just make sure when you show up, you have all the information.
Oh. No, he didn't.
Yeah, okay, Kevin.
Huh?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, all right.
Have a good time, bro.
I will talk to you guys later. Thank you.
All right.
Okay, Kev. Have a good one, bro. All right.
Okay, that was fun, wasn't it?
Oh, jeez.
Y'all ain't right.
Doesn't that just make y'all want to fly to Seattle, Washington, just so you can go, you know, support this event, huh?
Yeah, it sounds like a lot going on out there, man. I'm gonna really, seriously, all jokes aside, I'm gonna have to find a way to make a trip out there at some point, and check everything out, because it sounds like, you know, Seattle's really on and popping out there.
It's a great music city.
It's so funny, you know, when I hear people from outside of Seattle, you know, pay attention to what we've got going on in the city. It's like, you know, Jason and I have this conversation, and I'm like, you know, people think we really got it going on out here.
I
listen to somebody like you or whatever, and it makes me think, like, we really got it going on out here. I think it's just the people in the Pacific Northwest that don't realize that we got it going on.
Well, I'm not going to front. I'm going to keep it real with you. I never thought of Seattle as a music, you know, mecca like that. You know what I'm saying? I just never heard, you know, maybe I just didn't do my research enough or something. Until I started hooking up with you guys, I was like, wow, there's really a lot going on out there. You know what I mean? So, you know, when I think of Seattle, the first thing that most people outside of your area think of is grunge. You know what I mean? And that's, you know, they don't think of it as, you know, as a hip-hop or R&B area or anything like that, or jazz area, honestly, at least not from the people I've spoken to.
You know, and it's funny that you said that, because I was listening to an interview that Kimberly Nicole did that was put up on YouTube, that was done with her in New York. She is an artist from the Pacific Northwest. I cannot say that I knew of her until, honestly, she was in town last night performing. But she, too, said that, you know, Seattle was known more so for grunge or rock. And that's just kind of interesting to me, because I guess, honestly, I'd never gotten into the local scene, you know, when I was a young adult and stuff. And so it's interesting to hear you say that, too. You know, I guess it is the Kurt Cobain type thing or whatever. So, Stephen, when you were up here in the Pacific Northwest, what did you have an opinion about the music scene up here?
I thought it was very diverse. Because I think the whole grunge movement may have started there. Maybe. I really don't know, but I'm pretty sure it did. But I know when I was there, there were a lot of jazz clubs. There were a lot of there was all kind of music being played all over the place, and a lot of good musicians in that area came out of that area that are still in that area. So, you know, it's maybe it's the time difference. I don't know. You guys are, you know, on Pacific time and all that. And it's kind of same thing when people in the rest of the country are watching college football. They very seldom get a chance to see Oregon and Washington play because of the time difference and everything. But
interesting point.
I really don't know where that came from, but I've heard it before myself that. Oh, yeah, the only thing you hear up there is grunge and maybe some hard rock or something like that, but that's not necessarily true.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
that got blown
out the water.
Isn't it funny because, you know, honestly, like, you know, if we go to the point of, like, talking about Black Stacks, which is a combination of, like, two type of entities that came together to form one group, well, actually kind of three. You know, if we add the trumpeter Owarunga in there. And Jace and Black are also known as the Silent Lamb Project, and they are part of the history of hip-hop in Seattle. They have been around since 1984, you know, and performing as hip-hop artists, where Felicia Loud has always been a soul singer. She has been around, you know, since, you know, the 80s, performing as a soul singer, being performing on stage, you know, in musicals and things like that, you know. So they now have come together to create this group called Black Stacks, which is a combination of, you know, they have a jazz trumpeter that plays with them. So Owarunga bringing his jazz flavor to hip-hop, to soul, you know, coming together, combining as one, you know. And they, you know, they're part of the history, you know, of the music scene out here. That's not necessarily recognized, you know, the way that I believe that they should be recognized, you know. But, you know, in me being new to the scene, you're right, Stephen. I mean, there's such a diversity of talents out here from all kinds of genres. And, you know, I met a little young man who was a rocker, you know, during the Battle of the Bands, and oh my God, I think, you know, his brother's not even 21 yet, you know, so when he was led into the club to perform, of course, he was only allowed to perform and then he had to leave. I thought they were amazing. Their energy was absolutely amazing and stuff. And so, you know, I've been a part of a group that hosted a jazz cruise, you know, and the jazz musicians to the jazz vocalists that we had on that cruise, just absolutely amazing, you know, to, you know, spoken word combination with, you know, vocal singers to, you know, now the hip-hop scene and, And, you know, there's so much going on out here. I would love to see, you know, Seattle and the Pacific Northwest be able to be recognized, you know, not only nationally but internationally for the talents that we have coming out of here. It's you know, I totally am proud of the fact that, you know, Jimi Hendrix is from here, you know, Kenny G, Quincy Jones, you know, Nirvana, you know, whatever.
There's
you know,
a lot
but
of good people
so
out
much,
in
that
area, yeah.
But there's so
and,
much more, you know, that has come
and,
out
and
of this
thing,
area, too.
One thing I noticed about that area also is that not only the musicians, but the fans are very knowledgeable about music. And because the people that I knew there that, you know, listened to, they didn't just listen to one kind of music. They listened to anything that was good. It's almost like a European crowd. You know, if they, they're very, if it's good music, they'll like it, and they'll let you know they like it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't matter what kind of genre it is or anything. And that's one thing that's a little bit different up in that area, too. The fan base is very open to new sounds, new genres, new everything. And they're very appreciative and very knowledgeable. You know, if you're playing something good, it's good. And if you mess up, they will let you know you messed up, you know.
Okay.
So.
Okay. So is that not like a, we're not a forgiving crowd up here or something? We like more critical listeners?
They're knowledgeable listeners.
Okay.
And you know, they're willing to forgive mistakes and all that kind of stuff like that. But if you get up on stage and say you're getting ready to play a song by, say, Marvin Gaye or something like that, and it comes out sounding like something like Elton John did, then they're going to look at you kind of funny, you know? But it's a very knowledgeable fan base. And,
okay.
Because I used to, I doubt if the club is still there. It was a little place called the Black Rose that I DJed at for a while. And, I mean, people used to come up to me and ask me for all different kinds of music. I mean, they wanted to hear jazz. They wanted to hear R&B. They wanted to hear country western. They wanted to hear rock. I mean, you name the genre, they wanted to hear it on a regular night. So
where was the Black Rose at?
It was in Tacoma.
Okay.
It, like I said, it's probably, this was, I don't want to date myself, but it was a while ago when I was in the military up there. So, like I said, the requests that I used to get were very wide, a wide range of types of music that people wanted to hear.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. Well, you know, that's almost one of the reasons why I kind of created Flava News Radio is because I do want to be able to shine the light on some of the talents up here because I do believe that the Pacific Northwest is not recognized for what we have coming out of here. And I think that there are not only talents that are right here that need to and deserve to be, you know, respected by our own, you know, region, but, you know, it's something that I believe, you know, deserves to be experienced around the United States and around the globe. So, you know, I'll be honest, you know, as frustrated as I can get with my people up here, I'm very proud to represent the Pacific Northwest because, yeah, you know, this is my hometown, and we've got some great talents, you know, just as, you know, you being down there in Kansas, Stephen, and you, DeLon, being down there in Texas, you know, you too deserve to be heard, you know. So I have to tell you, honestly, both of you, you know, I appreciate the love and support that you give to me as Lady Flava, as Susan, and, you know, as being the founder of Flava News and Flava News Radio. It means a lot to me, you know, and your love and support of who I am and what I do, you know, helps push me when sometimes I get frustrated. So I just publicly want to, you know, let you know that I appreciate both of you.
Oh, please,
love
you
back. We appreciate what you do for us. Just, you know, playing our music and everything like that, that's it's a huge help. It really is. I mean, you know, just getting any kind of radio airtime is hard to do.
Yeah.
And to have come across you and, you know, what you're doing for all the independent musicians and artists out there, you just keep on doing what you're doing, girl.
Yeah. I second that.
No, I love doing it. You know, I think I was saying this to you today, Stephen, on the phone. You know, I love doing the radio shows. And it's not a matter of just, you know, liking to hear my voice. I'm getting used to that part. You know, but I like, you know, having this opportunity to be able to share your sounds, you know. And the thing about Flava News Radio and what I'm trying to do, it's not a one-time shot that I'm going to play your music. You know, and I've got, what, about 4 or 5 radio shows that I do on a regular basis. It, you know, so if you're an AMA artist, it doesn't mean that you're just going to be heard on AMA. You're going to be heard on Flava News Radio. You could potentially be heard on the Artist Roundtable. You know, if you're a jazz artist, you could be heard on the Flava of Jazz. If you're a Pacific Northwest artist, you could be heard on Be More Pacific. Or, you know, I may just throw together a Flava in the House show. And you know, sometimes I have a specific genre I go with, and sometimes I just go with random, you know, sounds. And so, you know, if you know, that just can lead me into the fact that if you are an independent underground artist and you want to be heard, you know, on radio, you know, get at me and send me some of your, you know, your best tracks and you know, quality recorded tracks. And it doesn't mean that you have to be recorded in a studio. You know, I know that you can create some amazing things right out of your home studios that many of you have. And, you know, get them at me and you know, let me check them out. Send me your EPK. If you don't have an EPK, at least, you know, put together an artist bio so that I know something about you and send it to radio@flavanews.com. And, you know, I am definitely more than willing. I do ask for radio friendly. I do, you know, once in a while something might slip through. And if that happens, you know, generally I'm hoping that I catch it, that there is some relevance, you know, to, you know, some of the verbiage that's in the song. Otherwise, I do ask you to send radio friendly just because of who the listenership of Flava News Radio is. On top of the fact that I love listening to the archives of my own shows, and a lot of times my grandchildren are around. So I want it, honestly, to be, you know, something that's cool for them to hear, too. But, gentlemen, I am coming to the end of the show. This actually turned out to be fun. And I played, you know, quite a few tracks and got to, you know, talk about what's going on. I did talk about the fact when I played Walk the Walk, Stephen, that you have a CD that is out, We Are One. And so you can go find Stephen Ferguson over on Reverb Nation and check out his store page and, you know, purchase your copy of We Are One. And DeLon, I cannot wait for you to have a project to come out that we can help you promote. But DeLon is doing some great things with hip-hop artists out there in the Texas area, and that particular artist's name is Infamous B.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a great song out that's called, is it called Dreamin' or Dream?
It's called A Dream.
A Dream.
Yeah, it's called A Dream, and I sing the hook on that, yeah.
So if you go check it out on YouTube, you will see DeLon on there, and you hear him singing, and it's a really great combination of hip-hop and soul. So, you know, stay tuned. Anything that DeLon's got going on, we will definitely let you know about. And, you know, just stay tuned in what we're doing. You know, support, you know, who we are and what we're creating at Flava News Radio. If you want to become a financial sponsor, you know, we're asking for just as small as $1 per month, you know, to keep the radio show going and what we got going on through Flava News. And you can give a donation at PayPal.com using radio@flavanews.com as the send to email. Otherwise, just help spread the word about who we are and what we're doing and help us grow our fan base through Flava News Radio. And again, DeLon and Stephen, thank you so much for calling into the show tonight and sharing a little bit of time with me. And I'm going to scroll down and find a song to play as I close the show out. You know what? I'm just going to go ahead and play Happy Home just to close it out on a good note.
There you go.
All right.
Hey, Steve, I'll talk to you, brother.
Yeah, we got to do that, bro.
Thank you.
are right. That was my dear friend, DeLon, who you heard chopping it up with me this evening. You can find out more about DeLon on Reverb Nation. You can also find him on the All Media Artists website. So take care. God bless. And if you're up in the morning and you want to hear some amazing jazz, come hang out with me on The Flavor of Jazz. Good night.
Are you ready? I know you're waiting.